Hello everybody, I'm Sylvia Fehrmann on behalf of Haus der Kultur in der Welt and his director Bernd Scherer. I'm delighted to open the first evening of our Anthropocene lectures and I'm delighted to welcome you here on this sunny evening. Thank you very much for joining us. We are opening our Anthropocene lectures with media theorist Mackenzie Work, Kenneth Mackenzie Work. This series has been ongoing at our partnering institutions, the Institute for Advanced Sustainability Studies in Potsdam and the Max Planck Institute for the History of Science, Berlin, for quite some time. And we are very happy that tonight this close collaboration is being inaugurated here at Haus der Kultur in der Welt. I'm particularly happy that we are going to look at Mackenzie Work's theory of the Anthropocene as one that is rethinking the relations between molecules, technology, and human labor, because it is the declared goal of our series to examine how the world has been reshaped in the geological epoch of humanity and which kind of new collaborations become necessary considering both the different role of humans in interlacing nature and technology, as well as the gravity of the alterations to the order of things that have taken place over the past 200 years or more. Mackenzie Work is professor of media and culture at the New School for Social Research and Eugene Lang College in New York City. His writing spans from media theory and critical theory to cinema, music, and visual arts. He often cooperates with artists and non-academic authors or journalists, and thus, besides being a renowned academic, he has become an important public voice for the global anti-capitalist movement. He's strongly influenced by Guy Debord's situationist theory, but also by post-colonial theories of Aimé Césaire and others, as well as by British feminist communists such as Charlotte Haldane and Naomi Mitchinson. Quite early on, in his book Virtual Geography, published in 1994, Mackenzie Work developed a theory of a global media space creating an ever more uncontrollable market, which is why 10 years later, his renowned Hacker Manifesto, published in German as Hacker Manifest, criticized the commodification of information in the age of digital culture. The impact this virtual geography has on the role of the public intellectual is examined in his most recently published Verso book, General Intellects, 21 Thinkers for the 21st Century, published this year, which is analyzing the questions whatever happened to the figure of the public intellectual and whatever that figure might not have been replaced by general intellects whose writing could, if read collectively, explain our times. This is a theory that we find particularly appealing considering that with our work at Haus der Kultur in der Welt and with this lecture series especially, we try to grasp a collective voice just like he describes. His book that Mackenzie Work is going to speak about with us today is Molecular Red, Theory for the Anthropocene, published in German with Matthes and Seid as Molekulares Rot, Theorie für das Anthropozän, and we are happy that Andreas Rötzer is joining us tonight, the publisher. In this book, Mackenzie Work elaborates on how the Anthropocene is first and foremost run by one specific entity, which is carbon. I'm quoting, "Modernity liberated fossilized carbon in the form of oil and coal and natural gas and released enough carbon dioxide into the atmosphere to change the climate of the whole planet forever," he writes. From the history of this chemical element, he deduces his theory that the Anthropocene, which is, quote, running on carbon, is a redistribution, not of wealth or power or recognition, but of molecules. From this observation, he develops a theory, a critical theory for the Anthropocene that is no longer trapped between a destructive capitalism and an escapist romanticism, where humankind is disentangled from technology, but demonstrates a vision of how we can refashion a relationship between nature and labor that does not put in peril the existence of current life on this planet. Referring to utopian concepts formulated by Marxist thinkers marginalized during their time, such as the philosopher of technoscience Alexander Bogdanov, both the author and engineer Andrei Platonov up to through contemporaries such as the philosopher of science Donna Haraway and the science fiction author Kim Stanley Robinson. He suggests an alternative realism capable of rethinking the very role of the working human. His reference to these early communist visionaries is why we asked Julia Rispoli, who did her PhD on Alexander Bogdanov's theory of technology, to engage in a conversation with him. Thank you for following this invitation. Julia Rispoli is a postdoctoral fellow at the Max Planck Institute for the History of Science. She studied philosophy both at the Lomonosov Moscow State University and at La Sapienza in Rome, where she developed her PhD thesis on the development of geochemistry in 20th century Russia and the idea of co-evolution between the biosphere and the cosmic environment. She investigates the antecedents of the Anthropocene concept from the early 20th century, in particular the societal and ecological discourse in Russia and the Soviet Union. Within her broader interest in the history of system theories and cybernetics and on their applications of the life sciences and ecology. In conversation with Mackenzie Work, they will discuss the importance of the historical discourse on labor and nature in the Soviet Union, as well as the discourse on science and utopia in post-war California, from Bogdanov and Platonov to Haraway, Robinson, and Paul Edwards. I'm looking forward to a talk and a discussion which will be both extremely densely informed by historical references, as well as open up new theoretical perspectives on the present, and please join me in welcoming Mackenzie Work and Julia Rispoli. Thank you very much.